Hi there. The word for you today is don't quarrel, and avoid people who do. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 24, Paul writes, "The Lord's servant must not quarrel." Let's consider why some people seem to be given to quarreling. Two thoughts come up. First, it's because they grew up in homes where it was a pattern, so they think it's normal. Well, it may be normal, but it certainly is not Christ-like. In Proverbs 20 verse 3, we read, "Avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling." And a second thought, people that quarrel a lot do it to boost their own self-worth. Some folk only feel good about themselves when they're attacking the validity of somebody else's opinions and beliefs, and maneuvering that person into defending their position. The quarreler's goal isn't to add value to other people's lives by showing them the error of their ways. It's pure one-upmanship. Solomon weighs in Proverbs 17:14. Here's what he says, "Starting a quarrel is like opening a floodgate, so stop before a dispute breaks out." Well, does that mean you shouldn't stand up for what you believe? No. It means you must learn to disagree without being disagreeable. When you're mean-spirited, you do more harm than good. Benjamin Franklin was known to have remarked diplomatically, "On this point, I agree. But on the other, if you don't mind, may I take exception?" Look, if you've a tendency to be argumentative, remember, it costs you absolutely nothing to respect somebody's opinion, especially on matters of no eternal consequence. That's why Paul told Timothy, "The Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone." Will Rogers put it this way, "People's minds are changed through observation, not through argument." So, the word for you today is, don't quarrel, and avoid people who do.